My name is Jonathan Harden, and you're listening to In Anything at the Minute, the Honest Actors podcast. We are now at teaser number 6. I don't know how we got here, but that's where we are. This teaser is from an interview I did several weeks ago now with Justine Mitchell. Before I let you hear that, though, I have a few things to say about the podcast and a few little favours to ask. The podcast, as many of you will know, is going live in September. Until then, it's really important that I can get the teasers out to as wide an audience as possible, really just to seed the podcast out to its potential audience and make sure that when I do put those full interviews out there, that there's an audience ready and waiting to hear them. So if you haven't already, and if you have been enjoying the podcast thus far, please tell your friends on social media that it exists and link through to any of the teasers that you've enjoyed. You can also help immensely by completing the questionnaire. Again, if you haven't already, there's a short survey online. It takes about 3 minutes to complete. It's no more than 15 questions. And again, it's extremely helpful. And finally, if you could subscribe on iTunes and give us a really nice 5-star rating, again, that would make a huge difference in terms of ultimately getting the podcast out there. That's it. So thanks for listening. Enjoy Justine Mitchell and her dog, Murphy. What did you expect, or how did you expect it to unfold? What was your kind of, what was a timeline? What were realistic expectations? You know, what kind of things did you hope for?
Oh, they had changed from, you know, when I was like 7-year-old in my bedroom, I wanted an Oscar. I mean, that's what it was all about. I wanted to get an Oscar. And by then it had kind of changed to,
It's Murphy again.
There you go, oops. I want to get paid. I want to keep on getting paid, and I'd like to not have to worry about doing work as a receptionist or, you know.
It's fairly realistic for someone of that age then.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, I mean, I mean,
you're a massive failure according to your 7-year-old self.
But
according to your 22-year-old self, you haven't done too badly.
Yeah, I mean, because I think you just know it's a business by then, and it's work, and it's work. You want to get a paycheck, and that's for me was, yeah, if you can just get paid. Just, I'm so proud of every fucking job I get, because it's against the odds.
You're winning.
Yeah, you're winning. You're like, that's amazing. They didn't hire someone who's on telly. They hired me. And so, you know, good on them. That's really brave of them. And yeah, you're winning, because it's really hard. Every job you get is a miracle.
Have you had many friends who've given up?
I want to say yes, but it's been so long.
You've erased them from your memory.
They're no longer friends of mine. I'm sure I have. You know, of course I have.
Do you try not to hang around with those losers?
Why am I drawing a complete blank on this? Because they've all gone on to do something great, or, you know, they've become agents. Although I always thought, you know, there were, you know, few people have said that to me, you'd be a great agent.
You know? You would be a great agent.
Good agent, you know, yeah. And you go, I love agents, I'm not saying, but you know what they're saying.
You'd be the right mix of greed and untrustworthiness.
Yeah. You shouldn't be an actor. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, I would find it hard to walk away from this. Although, if you're saying I had given up because I'd felt beaten by the profession and I wasn't getting work, I think it is very hard to. It's a real challenge not to be bitter and jealous. You know, that's hard. You know, you've got to really get Buddha.
Do you still find yourself, or have you in the past, given in to jealous thoughts.
Are you kidding me? Of course. Oh my God. So all the time.
Even with friends. I mean, I think we all like to imagine a world where we could possibly, and it's funny because I have this survey online. We've had about 200 people fill it in so far. And the amount of people who say they've never been jealous of a friend shocks me to my very core. Because I have been.
No, I mean, that's really beautiful. I really like, if you haven't been jealous of a friend, that's really, really, I think that's commendable.
I think they're lying, is what I'm trying to...
I'm wondering, are they lying? Because no matter what, of course, and you have to, it's just human. It's just human. You go, I want that job. And then you sit in that for 5 minutes, that feeling, let it pass, and then you will generally then start feeling pretty happy for them because they're your friend and you love them. But you definitely will have to have at least 5 minutes of, I fucking would love that job. Why did they get that job?
Whenever you don't get jobs then, do you become sad? Does it affect you emotionally?
Yes.
Greatly? I mean, what is that process?
It depends.
Look like?
It depends what the process is, because you know the way. I met a writer in the park today, and we were talking about the a quick no never offends. But you know that kind of on and on and on and on process.
Heavy pencil, light pencil.
Yeah. We were talking writing because I've got this play in development, and it's just, oh God, when am I going to get a decision on this? You know, and. That's what's hard to deal with, the uncertainty, because we don't like uncertainty. That's why God's so popular. I don't know how to deal with it. That's when things... And I suppose that's a... I've answered a different question, really. Sometimes when I don't get a job that I really, really want... No, every time that I don't get a job that I really, really want feels horrible, and it doesn't ever get easier. Because why wouldn't it? There's no point in going up for a job pretending you don't want it.
So, are you still in love with it?
Yeah.
As much as that 7-year-old girl was in love with, for different reasons.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I remember years ago, a director talking about an elderly actor in Northern Ireland, saying about her in particular, the hardest thing to get her to do was to agree to do a job, because she'd spend a month waiting to see if something else would come along.
Say, just as I said earlier on, I got offered this job that starts on the 22nd of June, and I had this, like, then this 4-month gap. And I said to my agent, oh dear, should I do it? You know, and it's a lovely job. And she was great, actually, because I am that one that goes, oh, shouldn't we wait for the number 32 bus? Because I'm a mess. And she just goes, you know what, how are you going to live your life like that? Just say yes and see what happens. I haven't had got any work in between, but I'm still glad I did it. I'm still glad I said yes, you know, and you do. It's that feeling of being in charge again. Sometimes you just got to go, yo, I'm going to take this.
Do you ever get frustrated, or are you aware of anything being more difficult for you, either in the past or in the present, as a writer or an actor, for having been a woman?
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed some male directors not take me as seriously as actors in the room, or male actors in the room. I've noticed that. I noticed there are more male writers, and I noticed there are more men in the industry, per se. But that's not just about the industry that makes me angry. It's just life. It's life. It is, you know... If you're a woman, you've got to be a feminist these days. And full stop.
So that's teaser number 6 down. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Mum, if you're listening, please give me some detailed notes on this one. You know, I anticipate with every episode your feedback. I should say, by the way, that my mother has no background in the media whatsoever. And I have had a career now in the arts for maybe 15 years. She's never, ever given notes on anything before. But for some reason, she has on this. So far, she's told me that I ask questions too many times and that I should ask them once and then let it be. And she has described one teaser as mediocre. So she's a hard, hard audience to please. So if I can keep her happy... Hopefully the rest of you will be as well. Anyway, For another fortnight, that's it for the audio element of the podcast. There will be a blog next Thursday. Until then, thanks very much for following, listening, and for all the sharing you will be doing on social media in the coming days, weeks, and months. Thanks.